Happy Sunday. This is Venus and this is Sunday Night Jam Sessions, and I have to tell you, I'm extremely excited to do this one because I just came back from Toronto last weekend, and it was like I had been in a musical rut for the longest, and you could probably tell by some of the music I was playing. It was kind of like, eh. But I mean, also at the same time, it was hard to find some good music. Anyway, while I was out there, I was at Carabana, which is this huge Caribbean festival, and it's kind of weird because I was listening to some like 1912 Calypso music, and it totally brought me back to like how I really, really love the blues. And mostly that's what I'm going to be, actually that's all I'm going to be playing tonight, is just sort of a short history of the blues, but really on just this journey that I've been on for the past week of just finding all this new music, or not even just finding new music, but just going back and listening to music that I already had, and sort of just realizing where the foundation of what I listen to now, like whatever is contemporary, and I'm going to get to that soon, because so I'm not going to tell you what the top five are today yet. Showing how what I've listened to and what the people who I listen to, what they listen to, you can tell. I don't know if that makes any sense. But anyway, the first song that I want to play tonight is actually, I didn't even know I had it. I have to tell you this story. I was on my way to an interview, and I was not very thrilled about it. And have you ever had a song on your MP3 player that you had no idea you even had, and it was so random that it catches you off guard, and you're just like, I need to hear that about five more times and ask myself why I have this? This song is amazing. It is by Lee Hazelwood. It is called White People Thing, and I can't explain this song any better than he does, and the reason why I like this song, and you have to understand, I heard this like after probably some Beanie Man or something, right? I was like on a whole other planet, and this song comes on. The music is great. I love the bass line in this song. His voice, I love Lee Hazelwood's voice, and I really like that this song is about unabashed whiteness and how he explains it to you, and I can't be mad because we do it all the time. So do enjoy Lee Hazelwood. It's a White People Thing.
If you got a place where the grass is green and the sky is blue and the air is clean, and you got a church but you never go, that's a white people thing. That's a white people thing. If you know your neighbors and your neighbor's good, and you like your neighbor in your neighborhood, and you shake his hand and you say hello, that's a white people thing. That's a white people thing. It's so nice to live in the suburb where white is the absence of color. Don't look for a brother or bother a mother who votes exclusively right. That's a white people thing. And you see your neighbor when you walk at night, and you're not afraid 'cause his face is white. But you carry a gun 'cause you never know. That's a white people thing. That's a white people thing.
So the next song that I want to play is by Memphis Minnie, and she was born in 1897. She was one of the most influential American blues guitarists in like history. She was born in Louisiana, Algiers, Louisiana at that. The song I'm playing is called Me and My Chauffeur Blues, and when I heard this song, it actually, I was listening to Last FM when it came on, and they do some really good recommendations based on my library, and I was feeling this song, because it's about her feeling her driver, and I was like, man, I want a driver, but, or a chauffeur, excuse me. But anyway, just when I started to read about her after the fact, I just found her to be really fascinating, considering I hadn't heard about her, and when you do go back and read some interviews, a lot of people do mention her, so I do want to play this song, Me and My Chauffeur Blues by Memphis Minnie.
baby, drive so easy. I can't turn him down. But I don't want him. But I don't want him to be riding these girls. To be riding these girls around. So I'm gonna steal me a pistol, shoot my chauffeur down. Well, I must buy him. Well, I must buy him a brand new VA.
So the next track of the night that I want to play is by Julia Lee and her boyfriends. That's the name. That's her name and her group name. She was born in Missouri, but was raised in Kansas City. And I really, really like her music, actually. I had heard of her before, and I came back across this album in my library. And what she's best known for is double entendre songs, which are, you know, as she calls it, the songs my mother taught me not to sing. So I'm going to be playing a song that I really like. It's called That's What I Like, and it would be most things that most women probably don't like, but that's what she likes. And you know what? I like this song, so I hope you like this song. This is Julia Lee.
My man stays out late at night. When he comes home, he holds me tight. And that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy. 'Cause that's what I like. He runs around with this gal and that, but when he wants loving, he knows where I'm at. And that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. My sweet man waiting for me, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. There may be a lot of other guys The one that I've got really takes the prize, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, Daddy, 'cause that's what I like. You keep all the others, I know what I like.
Okay, and so in the beginning I did say I was listening to this really old Calypso music. It was actually between like 1912 and 1958, I think. Anyway, there's a song on there that I came across, and a lot of the songs had really interesting lyrics, actually, and you're probably going to be hearing a whole lot of them from me, because I got a whole bunch of just old school Calypso music from my friend Jonathan. And this song is by Ella Fitzgerald, and it was recorded in 1946, and she recorded it with Jordan Lewis and the Timpani Five, and it's called Stone Cold Dead in the Market. It was the number one hit for 5 weeks, and it was recorded in Trinidad, and it's about how her husband beats her, but she goes and kills him publicly in the market and tells everybody that, you know what, it doesn't matter because he deserved it, and she doesn't care if she gets the electric chair. And you're listening to the lyrics of this song, and it's pretty mean, but it's like a happy, like, old-school Calypso beat, and you don't really know how to feel while you're listening to this. You're like, should I be dancing? Should I be afraid for her? Should I be happy that she killed him? I don't know. But for some reason, I really like this song. So Stone Cold Dead in the Market with Ella Fitzgerald.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she washed it in. I like old dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Here, like cold dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. I like cold dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market, murder. Stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Okay. And for the last song, I think I'm actually going to play two from this album, because I am, like, way too excited about this album. You have no idea. It's from The Dead Weather, which, in case you didn't know, is Jack White's newest group, because he's got, like, musical ADD, and that's okay, because he works with everybody that way. And I personally think I'm definitely one of those people that's on that he's a genius type thing, and he really, really is. And I think that this album, which is called Whorehouse, I think it I feel like this one actually goes really, really back to his blues roots, and I'm going to be playing two songs. I've just decided, yes, I'm going to do that. And this group, I have to tell you, was formed in Nashville, Tennessee. It has Allison Mosshart from The Kills. Obviously, it has Jack White. It has Dean Fertitta from Queens of the Stone Age, and Jack Lawrence, who's also with him in The Racketeers, and he's from The Greenhorns. It's amazing. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect from this, but man, I don't know. It was well worth the wait. I've been waiting all summer for the Noisettes. I've been waiting for Jack White, and I'm now just waiting for the Arctic Monkeys, which might actually be out, and I have to go get that, like, tomorrow. So, with no further ado, the first song I'm going to play is called So Far From Your Weapon.
This bullet in my pocket burning a hole. You're so far from your weapon, the place you were born. There's a bullet in my pocket burning a hole. You're so far from your weapon and you wanna go home. I try to give you whiskey, but it never do well.
I try to give you whiskey, but it never
so did well. Suddenly you're begging me to do so much
work. Suddenly you're begging me to do so much work.
I knew it from the get-go, the bullet was cursed.
I knew it from the get-go, the bullet was cursed.
Ever since I had you, every limb,
ever
they
since
hurt.
Hopefully that song threw you completely off from the rest of the jam session, but if it didn't, I like you, because that means you caught my drift. That means that you can hear the blues influence in that song from the other ones, and especially from the first one that I played, and if you didn't, hopefully you hear that now. And if you didn't hear it in that song, I promise you, you're going to hear it in the next one. The next song that I'm going to be playing is Will There Be Water When I'm Gone, I think is what it's called. I don't know, I just... Ugh. Oh. Will There Be Enough Water is what it's called, and the album is actually called Whorehound. I'm sorry. And I really should have knew that because I have been looking for this album forever, so I feel hella stupid. But anyway, Will There Be Enough Water, I think this is actually the best song on the album. It is the closing song, and what I like most about this song is that one thing I read in an interview, and it was either YRB or Q from the UK, they said that one of the things that Jack White really likes to do is really rush an album, so he'll do something in a couple days and it's done, and he likes that sort of just in the moment type of recording, and everything is live and it's just like recording a performance. You're gonna hear that in this song, and I really can appreciate that because it brings a rawness and a high quality to the sound that I think is just not over processed like you get in a lot of music. So hopefully you like this song, and this is Will There Be Water.
Thank you.
shadows comes in. Enough water, my ship comes in. Oh, when I set sail, will there be enough?
So that concludes this week's jam session. I hope you enjoyed that. I've enjoyed getting all this music for you, and I was actually really excited to do this jam session. So as you can probably tell from the blog, it's got a bunch of information on there if you want to know more about the artists and sort of who their influences were, are, and how they influenced the world. I will not be here next week. I will be in New York. And the following week, I will be playing some new Noisettes, because that's out, and probably new Arctic Monkeys, because I'm stupid excited about that. And until that time, if you have any questions, you know where to find me on MySpace. And I just also want to say we are now officially sponsored by Cloud9 Skateboards. And you can find them at Cloud9 Skateboard, which is the after the URL on MySpace.com. So MySpace.com/Cloud9 Skateboard. Okay. Hopefully you hit them up. And thank you. Until next time, this is Venus signing off.